Tiger fans, how you feeling today? We'll get to John Morosi's take on how he feels about this Tiger team. He was on the morning show. 248-539-9797. That coming up at 10:52. In the meantime, back to your open line calls. We're going to Paul next on 97.1. Hi, Paul.
Doug, Gator.
What's up?
How you doing?
Good. All right, Paul.
Hey, I want to touch on what that one caller said. You guys are awesome. I mean, just one of the best shows, I feel. So,
well, thank you. Thank you very much.
All around. So, anyway, I just want to touch on Michigan's defense. I know their offense is supposed to be horrible, but the defense looks lost. And Wink Martindale, every time they pan to that guy, he looks lost too. And it's like, it just looks like they're playing a prevent defense every down. Guys are 15 yards off every receiver. How are you supposed to do anything but give them 15 yards every time?
It's interesting because they've given up way too many big plays, and I thought that Washington's approach towards them was they saw something where they were going to take their shots downfield, and they took a lot of shots downfield. And believe me, I mean, if what you're interpreting of Wink Martindale is it's a snapshot in time where you see him on a – he at no point is – I would say is lost. He might be struggling figuring out how to get these guys to do what he wants, but I wouldn't call him lost. I would say this though, they got to cut back on the big plays. Their pass defense gave up way too many big plays. They're one of the best run defenses in the country, but they're going to have to shore that up because some of the passing attacks are going to face the rest of the way are pretty damn elite. Oregon, Ohio State, but their run defense has been really, really good, and but they got to shore it up. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, I don't know. Me and my son were, you know, we came up with a nickname for him. His name's Stink Martindale now, because I'm just like, is guy gonna figure anything out? Like, what's going on here?
Give him a chance. Give him a chance. But I'll say this too about the defense. The offense has put him in some bad positions, like turning it over twice in the fourth quarter and giving him short fields does not help. Like they kind of settled down after the early blitz, and then what you kind of expect in some of those big games on the road. And then the second half, you know, those two short fields at the end of the game, you'd like them to be able to step up on a sudden change and get a stop.
But they still give up over 400 yards in offense in addition to the short fields.
Yeah, but it was like 200 of it really, really early in that game, and they played better as the game went on. But yeah, I mean they gave up big plays. They gave up some big plays.
Well, I imagine Michigan fans are feeling like they expected much more from the defense because of who they have. Because you've got studs on the defensive line, specifically the tackle position. And
I think those guys are doing their job.
They've been pretty good, yeah, stopping the run, no doubt. And they are getting pressure on the quarterback. I mean, how many times they sack Will Rogers? Is it four or five times they sacked him? So they're doing okay. You got Will Johnson on the outside, but is he taking a slight step back?
Maybe. And
where he was?
And they're clearly targeting other sides of the field. And they're clearly – other teams are – they're nowhere number two. As Michigan started having him go with Boston everywhere Boston went, and they have more success that way. But, yeah, they're looking to pick on whoever's off. And Jahir Hill has had some really good games and some not so much. 248-539-9797. Champ and Chump, let's get him in every Monday. All right, we promise this. Let's get to it. So we asked Tiger fans, how you feeling? Okay, how you feeling? Overall – in this snapshot of time, how do you feel? Because this team is in a place we never thought they would be. Then they had just a dreck of a game one where they were never in it, really, it felt like. How you feeling? That question was posed to John Morosi of MLB Network this morning on the morning show, and here's what he said. How do you feel, Tiger fans? 248-539-9797. That sounds a little house money-y. Like, they weren't supposed to be here. They're here. Enjoy it. I don't think, no matter what happens in this series, look, I'm not really into moral victories, and I hate the polite applause when it's over and we're going to go greet our losing team at the airport and let's hold a celebration of the season when they don't win a championship. I'm not that guy. I don't like that. But the bottom line is, he's kind of right. He's kind of right. I'm going to do my best to enjoy no matter what happens here. Unless, Like the thing that would be awfully hard to stomach would be to like charge out to a 2-0 lead and lose the next three in this series. Well, they're not charging out to a 2-0 lead. It would be hard to stomach if they win today and win Wednesday, and then Thursday they're up like 6-0 and lose the game and then lose a game five. Those will be things that will be very hard to stomach if they get extraordinarily close and collapse. But as it stands right now, I'm still feeling pretty good.
No, I feel good about this team, and I do kind of share the sentiment of it being a little bit of house money. I'm loving the ride, and I'm enjoying it as much as I can, and it's an improbable way to get to where they're at, and it's not over. It's not over, and I will be disappointed if and when the Tigers get eliminated. But I know how I'm going to feel several weeks after that, and maybe it will be several days after that, and that, hey, hell of a season, man, but there's much more of a season still be played, and it starts tonight.
If you think about really where we are, if you consider this a must-win game, and you could pick anybody in baseball to win you a must-win game, who would you pick?
It's the guy.
I mean, there's no guarantees in sports, but this is who you would pick. Kang, how you feel?
You know, right now I'm living in the moment, and so I'm not feeling the best because of what happened game one, because I'm trying to win the World Series, right? But I knew they were going to lose a game at some point. You know, they weren't going to go undefeated through the postseason. How do I react to that? You know, it sucked. I'm not worried about Skubal today, guys. Skubal's the least of my concerns. I'm more worried about the bats. So Skubal can go out there and pitch shutout baseball, but if they don't score any runs, then you're going to have to get into the bullpen, you know? So Skubal, I'm not concerned about him. I'm concerned who's going to come up with that big timely hit or hits that the Tigers need, because that's what they need to do, manufacture some runs. I think I'll feel warm and fuzzy when this thing ends, if it ends at some point. But right now, I'm trying to win the World Series. I'm all in. So, yeah, today, big game. And I'm trying to keep it in check, though, Doug. But, you know, I'm living in the moment game by game. So, not feeling the best. But when I know Skubal's starting today, I feel a little bit better.
248-539-9797. We'll talk to the people next. A little bit later, AJ Hinch on how he feels with his team's back against the wall. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.